Today is Tuesday, January 19th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So I'll start with a little story from my life. A couple of people said they would be interested, so... You know, when you ask for participation for a podcast audience, you only get a very small percentage of your listeners. And I like to assume that when I get one or two responses, that represents all of you. So if you didn't respond and you didn't want to hear personal stories, I mean, why wouldn't you? This is a personal journal podcast, so... So why wouldn't you want to hear a personal story? And this is just a little one. This is not anything big, but just to explain a little bit about my personality. And I don't know why. I don't know why. These will be completely random stories that will have nothing to do with anything in the world, unless they do. Maybe occasionally there will be something going on in the world that links up with the story that I want to tell. But for the most part, as I think of them, I'm going to add them to a little list, and then when I want to just fill in some personal information about myself on a day when there's not a lot going on, I'll tell you guys. So, when I was younger, really young, we got a swimming pool, and I don't even, as I've gotten older, I enjoy swimming, but I don't really like getting in a swimming pool during the daytime because I always feel fat and I don't like to swim without a shirt on and have people seeing me. Even if I was completely alone. So let's say Mark and I buy a swimming pool. Even if I was completely alone, I would not like getting in the swimming pool but during the daytime because I would just feel completely exposed. I don't like to take my shirt off. I feel fat all the time. Even when I was skinny, I felt fat. I know, body dysmorphia. What can you do? What can you do? But that's not really the point of the story. We got a swimming pool, but there was a bit of drama leading up to the obtaining of the swimming pool. So I must have been around 7 when we got the swimming pool, 6 or 7 years old, maybe a little bit older, but not much. And my next door neighbor, who I referred to as Aunt Gail, she wasn't any relation to me, but it was Gail and Delton were their names. And Delton is kind of a weird guy's name. I have never known anyone else named Delton other than this guy. But I grew up in that house, and they were always our neighbors. The whole time, they were our neighbors. And I grew up calling them Aunt Gail and Uncle Delton. And their daughters were like my cousins. My Aunt Gail's mom was my babysitter when I was younger. And so I would walk over there to stay with... And I called her Nanny, so she was almost like a grandmother to me. Anyway, so all of that said, they were like family to us. And so anytime anything bad happened or anything that I didn't like, if my mom wasn't around or something like that, I would go over and see my Aunt Gail. Well, we had this tree in our yard that it was a gumball tree. And I don't know the official term for a gumball tree, but we had this. They're green. Generally, they're green balls that have little spikes on them. It's really hard to describe, but the spikes. And I don't even know what they're for. I'm not a horticulturalist or arborist or whatever you want to say. So I assume maybe there are seeds inside of there and the seeds fall out of the holes, but I'm not really sure, who knows? But they're these spiky green balls. They almost look like if you buy a jingle bell sort of thing. They look like the bells, the individual bells, but they've got a hole other than they're green. And I always used to climb this tree. Well, my dad decided we were going to build a pool in the backyard, and I was all for that. I really wanted to swim. I was really happy about the idea. And the first thing they did is my uncle came over and they built a fence all the way around the yard. And it was a pretty big yard, so I guess it took a little while to build the fence. And this was an above-the-ground pool that you could put in yourself. But my dad wanted to be really thorough. He put in concrete ring. We dug up the ground, maybe a foot, and got all the rocks out and all that. But before any of that happened, there was this gumball tree. And I don't know if we hadn't discussed this, or I'm not really sure what the deal was, because I feel like we had discussed getting a pool, but maybe the logistics, and I was on board, and of course they didn't run it by me and say, hey, do you approve us putting in a pool? Because I was a kid, of course I wanted us to get a swimming pool, but I remember knowing we were going to get a pool and not thinking about how that might impact the gumball tree. And so one day I go out and they have or are in the process of cutting down the gumball tree. Now, I don't know if I thought they were going to move it or I'm not really sure, but this is the tree. This was the only tree that I was able to climb because I was only 6 or 7 and all we had in our yard other than that one gumball tree was pine trees. And it is impossible to climb a pine tree once they're older because the branches start on a pine tree. The branches start, I don't know, 10, 15, 20 feet up. I'm making something up, but like really far up in the air. So normally, I mean, you're not going to climb a pine tree unless you're some fancy tree climber person and you have special, I don't know, shoes with spikes in them or something. So I'm so excited about the pool, and I go outside to see what they're doing, you know, what's the next step. I was really, for the most part, too young to help, and I see them cutting down this gumball tree. I got so upset. I went over to my Aunt Gail's, and I was crying, and I was crying on her shoulder, and she's like, you know, honey, what's wrong? And I said, they cut down my gumball tree. I'm not going to have a tree to climb, yada, yada, yada. I don't remember exactly what I said, but I can only imagine. I remember going over there, and I remember crying in her shoulder, and her telling me basically, well, you know, honey, it's going to be fine. You're going to really enjoy the swimming pool, and that will take the place of climbing the tree. You'll get to swim. It'll be fun. You'll be able to invite friends over and all this kind of stuff. And so, but I was really upset. And I don't know, and I don't really know if I thought about it beforehand or, and I don't remember this. Maybe I knew and I didn't think I was going to get that upset. And then when it happened, when finally the tree was being cut down, I was upset, so I'm not really sure, but that's the story of the gumball tree. We did get a swimming pool, and I really enjoyed swimming, and eventually, I guess, the memory of the tree faded and the sadness, but I had to give up my gumball tree in order to get a brand spanking new above-the-ground swimming pool, so I don't know if I get emotional over trees or... Not really sure, but there you go. That is the gumball tree story. I know that was fascinating, everyone. So last night, after I recorded, we're not working out, and Mark didn't even mention it. But because he didn't mention it, I took that as I just didn't say anything about it. I just went on about my business, and I didn't want to work out, but the deal is I've decided that I do not want to do those workout videos anymore. I'm sick of the workout videos. I want something very simple. When I used to go to the gym, when I was in my top shape, there was no P90X, there was no anything. I would just go to the gym, I would get on the elliptical, and I would do the elliptical for an hour. Sometimes I would do 2 hours to burn calories. And then I would do my own weight routine, lifting weights. I had more muscles at that point. I was skinnier at that point. Now, I was younger as well, so, I mean, who knows? But I think when I started doing those workout videos at home, they were a lot less effective, in my opinion, than just going to the gym. And I don't really enjoy doing the videos. I just don't like it. So what I have decided is I don't want to do the videos anymore. I haven't even discussed this with Mark yet, but, well, this part. So we have an empty bedroom that we've never put anything in. So that is going to be the workout room. And instead of doing videos, they require a lot of space because normally you're running around and you're doing jumping jacks and you're doing all this kind of stuff. We already have dumbbells. We're going to buy one piece of cardio equipment for each of us. I'm going to get an elliptical machine and Mark is going to get whatever, a treadmill or a, I don't know what he's going to get. Whatever he decides. We're going to set them up in that room and we're going to put the dumbbells in the room. We're going to buy a weight bench and we're going to make that our workout room. And then I can just go in there and do 45 minutes of elliptical, do weights 2 or 3 days a week. I know how to do that. And that will be much, it's really boring, but that will be much better for me, I think, than these videos. So that's what we're going to do. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.